Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire. Ooh, Ms. Sapphire, if you extra fucking nasty. And I got my girl,
Yasmin De Leon, you're fit and dirty, girl.
Hey, what up, dirty?
What's that?
All right, so everybody knows Black Panther, February, the month of February, Black History Month. I mean, it's been lit. It has been lit for
much.
Black folk. Now, but Yas, I'm gonna call you out. You haven't seen the movie yet.
I'm having a black moment during Black History Month. Okay?
She said hashtag black moment over here.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna forgive
you. It's tight right now. I can't partake in extracurriculars.
I'm gonna forgive you on that. It's okay. It's understandable. I know a few people.
I mean, I could be like one of my homegirls and, you know, bootleg it from Firestick, but you know, black moment ain't that deep.
That's right. Don't do that. You can bootleg every other film, but you can't bootleg a Marvel film. Like, come on now.
A black film from your peoples, from Oakland.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah, you gotta represent
the town.
Come on,
girl. You from the Bay. And you're having your black moment. It's
right.
Okay.
It's okay. That's why, you know what? They got the $5 movie theaters. They got $5 movie deals. You just got to do that one day. Or the $1.50 movie. Or you can come down here to San Diego. We can go to Mexico and watch the movie probably for $1.50.
You stupid. We can go to Mexico. What, Tijuana?
Yeah.
Swear. Oh, my God.
They got like some dope-ass theater. They call it Metropolis or whatever, or Sinopolis. Uh-huh. But like the Sinopolis out here is like $20, but you go to Mexico because everything's cheaper. So they're like, yeah, you only spend like probably $4 or $5, give or take.
Wow.
It's some like nice lounge seating. So I'm like,
It's like our schedules are so crazy. You're off weekends. I work weekends.
Oh, girl, I'm putting in work tomorrow and Sunday. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Your girl is getting busier and busier by the moment. But you know what? That's not what we're talking about tonight. I have been talking about Black Panther, but I can't talk much about it because I can't ruin it for the sis. So all
yes,
I gotta
you
say
can.
Is,
I'm behind on so many other things. It's just like my life.
It's all right. It's okay. You came late to the show. It's cool. Like, you can come late to it. It's all right. That's why, you know, us black people, we're never on time for shit.
CPT.
Always. CPT is a motherfucker. And you know what else is a motherfucker? Sex
what?
Addicts and serial daters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and there's a difference, you guys. There's a heavy difference. Like, some people think, like, sex addiction, for instance, is triggered by porn. No, there is a difference between actual sex addiction and porn addiction, just like there is the serial monogamy and then the serial dater. So we're going to talk about that today.
There's a lot of serial daters on Facebook.
Oh my God. Just on social media in general. Like,
I'm just like, wow.
Oh.
And it's not only females I've seen guys too. Like, just literally like fans in general, they'll have different girlfriends within a matter of a year. And I'm like, damn.
Like, nobody knows how to settle anymore. And I mean, settling is not a bad thing, but I'm like, if you're like, I don't know. I say personally myself, I'm a rare breed. I know for a fact I am not a monogamous person. Okay, like, you cannot see me just settling down with somebody just because, ooh, they look good, oh, they treat me well, oh, you know, this is something I want for the rest of my life. I don't want that. I'm so focused on like getting my career like up and popping. I don't have time. I really just do not have time to really settle down with somebody. But then you got the people who are the serial daters where it's like, okay, they're not being honest with themselves. They gotta have
like, what are they looking for exactly?
They just can't
that
be alone.
They're not finding.
They just
it's
can't
gotta be
alone.
Something else too. Like, I don't know. Is it really just they don't want to be alone? Even men, like, well, you know what? That is true. I had this guy. He was like a boy toy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved to San Diego, he was single. But then all of a sudden, he started dating hella girls. Like, damn. You just got here.
Right.
Like, you couldn't soak up at least a year. Like, he moved out here for a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why are you not just focused on your job first or something? Like, I wasn't trying to keep it for myself. It was just in general, like, dude, you just got here.
Like, you need to.
And now you
want to
wife somebody up immediately.
Like, why? Like, why? Even some people, they say, like, okay, well, what makes a serial dater? One, they want to go on dates immediately. It's not like, oh, let me get to know you on, like, the phone phase. Let's talk on the phone. Let's maybe do some FaceTime. It's like immediately, I want to take you out on a date. And then it's date after date after date after date after date. It's like, really? How many dates does one person need? And then they think that automatically, because you're taking them out on dates, you're in a semi-relationship with them. Not a full relationship, but you're like, you're automatically attached to that person because I've taken you out on so many dates at this point, but nothing else has been established. It's just, oh, we're going out, I'm paying, we might end up having sex at the end of the night. Oh yeah, no, that's my boo number one. I don't understand.
You my baby. How am I your baby? Like, we've only kicked it twice.
Right.
I haven't even let you touch me like that.
Like, yeah. Like, what?
Like, why are you already claiming me? It's not. We haven't even discussed this.
Right.
What?
I'm not yours. You are not. I'm not yours to claim. Okay. I'm going to go out with other people. And that's another thing. Serial daters don't understand that concept either.
And they get mad.
They get mad real quick.
Or they do this. They know that you're out with somebody, but they will text you or something or try to call you like you're going to answer the phone. It's like,
guilt trip you, like, oh, why didn't you go out with me last night? I told you, we're not together. We are not together.
Oh, I would have took you here, but you know, you was out with your little friend. What?
Ugh.
You're sounding like possessive now.
Right. And why is it always that word, your little friend? Like, really?
Your little friend. That means you're mad.
Right.
You are so mad right now.
And you can't tell yourself, you cannot say, oh, I'm not the jealous type. You know, I know that we're not together. It's just, you know, I like your company. Well, if you like my company, then respect the fact that we are not together. And then they don't ask shit about you. It's like they want to take you out and shit, but they don't want to get to know you. There's a difference. You know, for me personally, if I'm dating somebody, okay, not just like I'm hanging it out, we're kicking it, we go on a couple dates, you know, we hang out for a couple dates, we have sex, but nothing else is established, you know, then there's the type where it's like, they don't want to know you personally at all. Like, they don't even want to know your favorite food, what you don't like in bed, you know, what you actually do for a living. It's all about
when it comes
them.
To the sex addicts.
Yes.
They don't really have a preference of who they have sex with either.
It's a whole. To them, it's a whole. It's definitely a whole.
It's like, damn, like, a guy could go with me, but then turn around and go with a girl that, like, you would not imagine. Like, not to, like, downplay any kind of woman, but, like, people know what I look like.
Yes.
Well, say, for instance, he goes for a girl that looks like Monique.
Okay.
Right after me.
Right. At that point, it's like you really have to question, okay, am I with this person because they're a whole? Or am I with this person because I actually like them? Do I like them because they give me a lot of sex? Or do I actually like the person that they are outside the bedroom? There's always those gray areas.
You don't know.
Right.
You really don't know. It's like,
and some
wow.
people think, okay, because it's a sex addict, they want the sex all the time. Sometimes it's not even just that.
They just want the thrill of having something, putting your dick in something.
Right.
Some guys just want their dick in something. It just doesn't matter what the fuck it is. And that's when guys start getting curious in other things. We're not going to go there.
No.
But yeah, guys want it. Or even girls, they want somebody to touch you. Like, I've had a feeling where I really want a man to touch me, but at the end of the day, I know that's not my personality.
Right.
Like, I just can't have spontaneous sex with strangers, but I know the feeling, like, oh, I wish a man would just finger me right now.
Right.
Like, it's that feeling.
But it's also, okay, it's like any addiction. You know, with alcoholism, drug abuse, it's always like, okay, you indulge in it. I like to indulge in drinking, but I do not wake up in the morning and grab a bottle. Okay.
That's an addiction.
That's an addiction. I don't wake up in the morning and I have to masturbate or I have to have somebody, you know, call me up for phone sex. I that's not my first thing that I do. That's not my morning routine. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny because I'm looking up at the statistics right now and they're saying that, you know, most men and most women, 45% of women and 38% of men with sex addiction have venereal diseases. So it's like not only are these people, you know, mentally sick, but they're physically sick with STDs because they're not checking themselves. They just assume, okay, because I have a partner and we trust each other and, you know, I'm only with this person. They fail to mention, oh, we're not getting tested. We're not using condoms. It's like getting your next fix and you become careless. You become very careless. And that's also in a way with, it affects your personal life. It affects your social life, your family life, because that's all you are fixated on. You are fixated on your next sexual fix.
And then some guys really like the cream pie girls.
Yeah.
Like they have a fixation of cream pie and they don't even care about the circumstances that come along with it. They just like to cream pie.
They have there's no other outlet. They don't understand.
It's like that term, my pull-out game is weak. I mean, some guys probably got a good pull-out game, but they just like to be nasty like that.
And again, we're not trying to shame anybody. It's just you have to recognize sometimes where... And I get turned off when guys are like, oh, I'm addicted to sex. If you're addicted to sex, I do not want you in my life. There's a difference where I'm like, I have a high sex drive.
Yeah. But
that's not the first and only thing that I think about. Just because I am a podcast host of a sex show does not make me a sex addict.
Exactly.
I'm not addicted to it. It's not something that, yes, I get a natural body high, but I don't always have to have that high. If I want to get high, I can go exercise. I can smoke weed. I can drink. I can be out with my friends and get the same kind of
natural
serotonin.
High, yeah.
Yeah, I can fill up that serotonin without having sexual activity. But when you're sitting there and all you can do is literally think about the next chick you're going to fuck or, you know, what porn you're going to masturbate to. Because, yes, again, even though I said porn addiction and sex addiction are different, they're two different things because a lot of sex addicts sometimes don't even have to frequently masturbate to porn. It's just more of they have to physically be touched by another partner.
Yeah, but they have to have, something has to get wet.
Yes.
Something has to be wet. To be wet.
Something has to be reciprocated. Most sex addicts, they will pay out of their way to get sex. And sometimes they don't necessarily have to pay for sex. But it's the fact that, okay.
When they're addicted to sex, they're going to pay for escorts. They're going to have girls that give free sex. They're going to meet girls at bars, at one night stands. It's like bottle service girls, strippers.
Anything that walks, that talks.
Yes.
Anything that's giving them that type of...
And they'll say that they don't have a type, like, oh, I don't like this type of girl, but then they will really go and sleep with that type of girl because the girl just, you know, was available.
Right. And then it comes to, you know, bringing it back to the serial dater. It's the same thing. A serial dater, they're not making true connections with a person. It's more of, I like the attention that that person's giving me at the moment.
Yes.
I'm fine with that. There's no true connection other than the fact
that a week later, fuck them, this, that, and the third. 2 weeks later, ooh, I got a new boo.
Right.
Well, damn, bitch. You didn't let your coochie, like...
Give it a rest.
Or nothing. You just... You know, you was all booed up with some nigga talking about he's your man and your baby daddy, all this, and now you're a new guy.
It's just like they treat it with alcoholism and everything. It is a behavioral and mental issue. Again, it brings it all back to the fact that people do not know how to handle rejection. They don't know how to, most people who are sex addicts or people who are serial daters, they have a form of depression, a form of anxiety, because they do not know how to physically be by themselves and just be content being themselves without being physical with the person or, again, going out with the person. Here's some other signs, too. Now, I was looking online, as I always do, and it's funny because, especially in the month of February, you got Valentine's Day. And I personally hate Valentine's Day. And you can call me bitter. You can call me, you know, a self-loather. I just don't see the point in one day to say I love you to a person. Why not say that every fucking day?
All that shit's for kids.
It's for kids. It's
young love, you know, like.
And people just go out of, like, overboard. Like, there was this Facebook post I saw of this kid who bought his, like, sixth grade girlfriend a ring from K's.
Wow.
Like, for Valentine's Day. Like, these kids are barely, like, they probably never even had sex, but you're gonna spend like $800 on a fucking ring because you like this chick and you want to show up because it's Valentine's Day. But then down the road, watch, I bet you a month or two later he's gonna be on the schoolyard with another chick. So now you are $800 out of a pocket. You're probably not, you're gonna probably try to take the ring back, but you're never gonna get that ring back.
Nah.
And you're gonna walk around with another chick on your arm. And women too. I'm not trying to shame the men, but women do the same thing too. Like, I know plenty of girlfriends of mine that I'm not trying to out, but at the same time, I always look at them and I'm like, can you just really not stay single for at least like 2 years? Why you gotta rush into the first person that gives you attention? That's another thing. A serial dater will give the first person to give him attention. Boom. That's my boo. That becomes a serial monogamer. Because if they're not a monogamous, I'm sorry. Monogamy is one. Being a serial dater, that's multiple. Some people can say, no, Sapphire, you're wrong. But that's really the that is the term. When you're a monogamous, you're with one person. So you got the people who are in and out of relationships, but they're not dating other people. They're just going out date after date after date, relationship after relationship after relationship. But then you got the people, like, some people say, I'm a serial dater. I'm not a serial dater. I might be a serial fucker because I do have my multiple sexual partners, but I also make true connections with them as well. And I know for myself.
You've turned down dick. Shit.
I turned down dick.
You've turned down dates.
I turned down dates. All that shit. Like, I know what I like at the end of the day. And if I know it's absolutely not going to go anywhere where it's beneficial to any form, like, I know that we're not going to be kicking it as friends. If I know we're not going to collaborate on a project or, like, hang out on a friendly basis, then yeah. Bye. See ya. Don't talk to me.
Nothing's beneficial. Like, you're not really pressed to have sex.
No. Like, I'm not getting out of it. And honestly, I'll bring it back again because this is my 2018 mantra. I'm not giving out pussy and disappointment. And I don't expect men to give me dick and disappointment.
Man.
Like, that just needs to stop.
Because it takes a lot of time for a female to get ready, especially with new dick.
Yes.
So to get ready for a new dick appointment is a process. So
it is a huge
process. We don't want to be disappointed that we just shaved our pussy, shaved our legs, our underarms.
Got tested, everything.
Girl, and then you go over there and it's like, you can't get it up, or you're too drunk, or you just don't have no stroke.
Or you just can't fucking talk. Like, ooh.
Yeah, that's dry.
Like,
that's very dry.
Like, my pussy does not just need to be stimulated. My mind needs to be stimulated. You gotta physically put me in the mood to have sex with you.
I want to just have a vibe first, a comfortability vibe, before I feel like I want to fuck.
Exactly.
You know?
Make me want to fuck you. Yes. Yeah, make me want to fuck you. Like, if I'm having a conversation with you, when I hang up the phone, make sure that I'm left with, oh my God,
still
yes.
smiling. Like, something. Ooh.
Right. Give me something to the imagination. And again, thank you for not sending me dick pics. I'm loving the fact that when I give a person my number and I automatically say, look, I'm giving you my phone number, but that is not an excuse to send me a pussy pic, a dick pic, anything. They're actually now respecting it. Finally.
Well, ever since Snapchat did this new update, I don't get any more dick pictures.
I did get a dirty video, and I don't want to shame them, but like, dude, you need to talk to your woman, and like, she might need to consider bleaching her asshole, and like,
oh, it's too dark.
It's way too dark and hairy.
Like,
you can tell she.
See, guys, you guys can't do that. That's the same thing about sending a dick pic, especially with hella pubes. We feel the same way about women. We want to see a fresh, clean pussy, asshole, all that. Have some etiquette.
Have some etiquette and maybe be clean. Like, I'm not asking for the most. Like, I'm not asking, like, oh my God, every vagina.
But it lets me know that we, as women, not all women maintenance their stuff.
Right. Some women
and men
just let
be
it go.
So comfortable with it. And I am like, nah.
Now, I will give him props, though. At least he, like, straps it up. Like, at least he wraps it up in his videos. I'm like, okay, boy, I see you. Thank you for not sending me a video of you fucking some random raw.
Oh, I've had a guy that had different random videos sent to me, and then he tried to claim they're all his wives. I'm just like, whatever. Just fuck hella bitches. And I'm like, No.
And see, that's where it gets twisted. Because a person like myself, I don't call myself a swinger. I just call myself non-monogamous. I like who I like. If I deal with couples, I deal with couples. If I deal with people who are fucking multiple people, then I'm dealing with that. But at the same time, what you're not going to do is tarnish the stigma of having multiple partners and everybody knowing about each other. Like,
but you'd rather lie just to cover your ass because I didn't like what I saw.
Exactly.
And that's what I don't like. Like, if you know I didn't like what I saw, don't try to clean it up.
Or try just to force it upon me.
Yeah.
Like, if I say no the first time, that doesn't mean you're going to revisit the idea 3-4 weeks, a month in.
So I'm supposed to respect it because you said they were your wives, but I already don't believe it.
Right.
I don't believe it because, I mean, I don't see the same chicks in every video. If they're your wives, they would all be together.
Exactly. Or they would multiple videos, even if it's just
together,
by themselves.
Together, switching off. Yeah, but something. It was different females. I mean, no, you're just a hoe. Or he could be a sex addict. I don't know. But he could be just a hoe.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, again, guys, fellas, no woman is going to really, like, take you seriously. And I hope to God, I'm speaking on behalf of the women who are smart, okay? I'm not talking about these little girls. There's a difference. Just like there's boys and then there's men. There are women and little girls. Women and girls. I don't want to say little girls, but girls. Okay, there's a fine line. So a woman, a true woman, is going to speak up and say what she does not like. Okay, and I'm, for one, like I said before, do not come up to me and say, well, I'm a sex addict, so we can do this. No. So what you're telling me is you're not actually physically attracted to me and want to have sex with me. It's more of the fact I'm a woman with a vagina.
You just want some bodies on your belt.
Exactly. You just want a vagina. You want to be inside some pussy.
He wants his dick wet.
He wants his dick wet.
Like, that's it. And he's not going to fuck you pleasurably. He's not going to worry about if it's pleasing you, really.
He's going to worry about himself.
I mean, he's probably going to ask you to feel good, but really it's not really feeling good.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable because then it's like, okay, you don't even want to make eye contact with me. You might not want to perform oral sex on me. Like, you don't want to do anything new until it gratifies you.
Yeah.
If I tell you no anal sex and all you want to do is try to stick your dick in my ass.
Or putting your finger there.
No. If I said no, that means no. And people don't seem to understand that. Even when I come with my list, I have a list of like, look, this is what I'm open to. This is what I am definitely down to do. And this is what I definitely am not down to do. Plain and simple. If you can't follow that, I'm sorry. Bye-bye. There's no way around that. Seriously, Yaz is doing the bye-bye-bye wave. But like, seriously. And again, sex addicts out there, there are ways for you to overcome this. Go to SAA, that's SAMAARecovery.org. Okay, Sex Addict Anonymous. Every city, every state has one. You just have to find it. And if you can't find that, you can go online and talk to somebody online. So don't tell me no bullshit ass excuse saying, well, I can't seek help. This is not real. Sex addiction is real. They try
if
to
you
save
find
years.
Yourself just laying up with any ass female, being careless.
Extremely careless.
It's an addiction. Especially if you have no preference of what you're doing. Like, it's an addiction.
It is. And
now if you're out here hoeing it up too, like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, we need to be cleaner.
If you, especially if you're, you have a partner at home.
Exactly. And that's why I get so mad, and we bring it back to pop culture all the time. But that's why I'm really getting mad, because every time I watch the show Love and Hip Hop, everybody is, no one is fucking loyal. No one is fucking loyal. No,
like,
one is.
Is that what you're telling us, how the world is right now? Nobody's loyal.
But it's kind of true, because look at my experiences with fucking Tinder. Like, for instance, today, I get hit up by this guy. I give him my phone number, and he's like, well, I don't know about, you know, texting you. Like, can you use Kick? I clearly say no, because I've had stalkers, and I don't do well with that. So if you are serious in trying to get to know me, you will use my phone number in the proper direction. And I said, first of all, motherfucker, I have more to lose. I'm a public figure. You're not. You're a regular Joe Schmo. And I'm not trying to put myself on a high horse, but I'm like, we're from two different spectrums, okay? You put my name in, you get all my business. I put your name in, chances are I'm not gonna find shit on you unless if I'm gonna really
dig for it. And you could be a stalker, or you could be some weirdo, like, for real.
Right. And it's like, okay, I shouldn't have to work this hard to get somebody's attention. Either you want to, you know, fully connect with me and accept the fact that, oh, she doesn't have this app, and oh shit, like, cool, I really wanna meet this chick, I'm gonna take her number seriously. Oh, I've had bad experiences when giving my phone number out. Well, you know what? There's a new thing called you can change your number for free. You really
can.
You can really do that. There's a such thing called the block button. Like, don't tell me you've had bad experiences. You try having a phone stalker call you 300 times in one day, and you tell me you got problems. Then come to me to say you have problems. And that's a real story, because that shit just happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. That's
yes.
not cool.
Yes. Now, I'm
well,
considering
that used to happen
number.
To me back in the day. Like, when I first started shooting porn, mm-hmm. well, I wasn't even full-blown shooting, like, the shit that I was shooting out here in L.A. I was doing just kink solos type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl that used to like my ex, mm-hmm. and she was making all these, like, fake pages of me, and then she put my number out there on Craigslist and all this shit, and I was getting, like, mm-hmm. phone calls from, like, random numbers, like, a lot.
Right.
Like, a lot. It was ridiculous.
See, and that would make me, I shouldn't have to change my phone number because of one person. There's a difference.
Yeah, and it's always that one person. It's not really multiple people. It's just probably be that person.
It's just
with different fake number.
It's that, just that one. And it, fine, so be it. And people tell me, well, you could change your number. No, I'm not going to change my number for one person.
It's too many connects that have your number, so it's just such a hassle to change your phone number.
It's a huge hassle. But then people are probably listening saying, well, how does this have to deal with what we're talking about? Like I said, for people who, you know, want to make connections, clearly this man has something wrong with him. He has his own insecurities. Whether it be, you know, on Tinder, unfortunately, there are a lot of sex addicts on Tinder. Tinder is like the open vessel for sex addicts. And you can easily tell who's a sex addict on these hookup sites. First of all, you're on a hookup site. Don't tell me that you're not here for hooking up, because you really are. Then all your pictures are nothing but you half naked, or you butt naked.
In a towel.
Yeah, in a towel. Or you have a picture of you and your ass, or you holding up some titties, or you have all these sex memes. Like, don't tell me that you're in for a serious time with somebody, but all you want to do is just stick your dick in a hole. Like, don't. And ladies too, you have some problems. I've heard some issues from my homegirl. She's on Tinder too, but she was saying the women on her end are just fucking ridiculous.
Really?
Send me a pussy pic. Oh, let me just fillet it out for you, and like literally fillet it like a butterfly, pink pussy and all. And they haven't even had like a discussion of
names. I had that on Snapchat when my public Snap was up. I used to have girls do that. And sometimes it'd be nice. Other times it'd be like, damn. Like,
right.
Do guys really get these kind of DMs? Like, I'm so sad for them.
And who is reciprocating? Like, honestly. And it's not as being prude. It's just at some point, I don't want to just see a pussy and a dick and boobs all the time.
I'd rather see tits over pussy, to be honest.
Yes.
If a girl sends me anything, it's fine to send me a tit pic or a picture of you and your thong. But when you send the whole pussy, not every pussy look good.
No.
You know, so no. Don't ruin my day right. with something that's not attractive. Or like, and it's scary. I don't know what your face looks like either.
Right. Like, you might have even like a beautiful pussy and then you show me your face, you're like, ugh. It's just nasty. But at the same time, it's like, we're in this age of like, sexual insecurity. I'll just call it that because it really, there are a lot of people who aren't really secure with themselves and they feel like by sending these photos, by sending these sexually suggestive messages, it's like they have to have some sort of like gratification or like confirmation that they're wanted, that they are sexually attracted to somebody. But that's not, I don't know. It's just, I'm kind of over it. I'm not trying to look for like love, but I am not certainly trying to look for a fucking hoe all the time.
Yeah, not, you like, don't need that.
I don't need that. And like, I can tell. Just like I can tell when you're on a dating site and I meet you and you're hesitant to give me your number because you want to put me on an app called Kick, which is serially known, notoriously known for being a cheating app. Like, you can just flat out tell me, I got a girlfriend and I don't want her to see paper trails. Like, I get it. You might have a chick that you might not even be attached to, but she might be paying your phone bill and you might share the same phone plan. So you might not want to. I get it. Just be fucking honest. It brings it back to that. If you know you're not built for being on a one-on-one relationship, don't get in a relationship in the first place. Just don't. Just like, again, bringing it back to the serial daters. Stop wasting people's time if you're not trying to make a true connection. Just be honest, flat out the back. I just like going out and taking people out. You know, I just like having fun. Be honest like that. You'll be a bit surprised how fast the panties may come down even sooner with your honesty.
The serial daters like to lie and make you seem like you're the one just so you won't have sex with other people while they can go have sex with other people.
You know what?
Like, they have a territorial thing.
Huge territorial thing. And it's so funny. Okay, so I'm addicted to this show called 911. It's on Fox.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, so did you see the Valentine's Day episode?
No, I haven't watched it.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm gonna just spoil it just a little bit because it does deal with what we're talking about. But like,
is it the dude, the firefighter?
No. Okay. He's borderline a sex addict, though.
He's an addict. He's an addict. He's definitely.
But no, this was okay. Angela Bassett, one of the cops on the show, she had to do a welfare check on a woman because she. The neighbor, I guess, heard an argument going on. Come to find out, this woman is fucking crazy, but she finds out that the guy that she was supposedly in a relationship with on Valentine's Day had not just one date set up, but three dates with three different women. So he was gonna have dinner with the first chick, then he was gonna go dinner at home with one chick, then go to a movie with another chick, and then go for drinks with another chick. That's a serial dater. Especially if you don't know what the fuck is going on.
But how do you have time like that?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you have time?
And like, what kind of job do you have? What kind of job do you have?
Yeah, that you have time to take out all women.
Right. Because I'm tired even just after one date. And sometimes I don't even have to fuck you. It's just I'm tired because I'm busy throughout the day. Like, I barely have time to sit down and take a shit and think about it. Oh, God.
Man, girl.
I mean.
You kept it 100, though.
I did keep it 100. I always do. Shit. Okay? Any woman out there that says they never shit, she's a fucking liar.
She constipated.
She constipated as fuck.
She over there getting colonics and shit.
Oh, my God. Which I want to do.
Those are good. They're really good. I've had one before.
I would love to do that. Like,
you feel very cleansed.
I bet. clean me out right. Just, oh. But again, like, who has time? Who has time? So again, if you can't tell the signs, I'm going to tell you the signs of someone who is a serial dater, okay? Again, they won't discuss their feelings for you. They only ever want to have fun, which is not a bad thing. It's just, but there's no true connection at the end of it. You can't expect them to come out to the family barbecue. They won't do that. That's too.
They won't remember your birthday.
They won't remember your birthday. They won't remember any type of holiday.
They'll remember what they want.
Right.
Which is that pussy or that dick. That's the only thing they're worried about, really.
And they have a huge issue with commitment. Now, again, people are like, well, Sapphire, you don't commit. No, I have committed. Right now, I just do not want to commit. That's my thing. I just want to have fun. And if I have somebody on the side to indulge in the fun with and have like a peace of mind with, then so be it. But I'm not in it for commitment right now. You got to really like, there's a list that you have to really hit. And nobody's really hit my commitment list to really make me be like, you know what? Maybe I can do this again. Maybe I can commit to a person. But if I'm committing to a person, that also means you got to commit to the other people that I'm sexually attracted to. Because that's shit. I'm not just going to give up my fun for one person. Like, I need somebody who's just as open. They often talk about, you know, keeping things casual. Okay, they say they don't want to do relationships and they don't want to. They say that, you know, what we're doing right now, like, if you ask them, like, oh, babe, like, what are we? We're kicking it. That's the same response every time. That's a serial dater.
Are you my baby? That's not an answer.
That's not an answer.
I'm your baby. I'm your baby right now. Like,
right. And then when you're not together, it's not like you guys talk all the time. So it's not like,
at all.
Or at all. It's just more of like, oh, what are you doing tonight? Nothing. Let's go out. It's always at their convenience and not at your convenience.
Yeah.
So again,
yeah.
Watch out for those. And again, it with the sex addiction too, it's just, you gotta watch out for the signs and the pros and cons with it.
Well, I was dealing with a sex addict. I finally like realized that he wasn't a hoe, he was a sex addict.
What made you like, realize?
The multiple babies he has.
Ooh.
The disregard he has for certain women, like, it's just, he doesn't care.
Damn.
He's one of the, it's just, he does not care. And there's, like, a really big blog form about him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all his receipts are aired out.
See, man, women do talk. We do air out everything.
And I told a friend of mine that knows him as well, and I was like, you know, he has some shithead-ass friends, like, they know he does this shit and they don't say nothing. And she's like, they're only using it for the liquor and the hoes. I said, you are absolutely right.
And you know what happens once that all dries out? No pussy, no friends. You're by yourself.
Yep. And I was like, if those were really your friends, they would tell you like, dog, you need to stop doing this. You need to wrap it up. You need to stop, you know, moving the way you do, especially when he's a public figure as well. It's not a good look to have a reputation and then people could Google your dirty work.
Oh my God. Speaking of, because we can get into Day Sex and Confused because I got some tea.
Oh God.
Okay. We might just have to because this kind of relates to what we're talking about, so.
Well then go ahead, let's bring it, bring it.
Pardon the interruption, but I need you guys to all go to the Misfits Network on iTunes right the fuck now. That's right, the Misfits Network. Check out Rise to Offend, Hormones, and Awkward Moments. Don't forget the Misfits Network on SoundCloud. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, you know all that shit. All right, back to Sapphire Zero Play.
It is time for the Dazed, Sexed, and Confused news.
Dazed, Sexed, Confused. Dazed, Sexed, Confused.
Okay, so on Sunday, I spontaneously went out with two of my coworkers, and we went to go see Trey Songz at a club event.
Now,
this is not my first time seeing Trigga. Like, I've seen Trigga so many times. Like, I love him as an artist. I mean, that you want to talk about some fucking nasty lyrics. I'm not talking about just his albums. I'm talking about his mixtapes. Like, this fool clearly sometimes does show possible signs of being a sex addict. Like, I'm convinced the motherfucker's a sex addict.
Well, I mean, from what I've heard, he does fuck a lot of bitches.
Yes.
Like, he does. It does. There's not really a preference either.
Right. And I've heard some stories of how he may or may not have gypped out on somebody's rate.
Money.
Yes. Let's put it that way. And how
we just, this is allegations, guys.
Allegations. Allegations. This is not,
we don't know if it's real, but right. You know, women be talking.
Exactly. And especially, you know, if you are like Yaz and I, and we know people, legit people. Chances are this might be true.
Some things be coming out factual, you know.
Right. So then, so Sunday at the club, first of all, I'm in work mode. Like, I have to be at work in 3 hours at the club. It's already midnight. Trey ain't still there. Trey comes out at like 1 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay, finally. So the DJ is so high that he keeps fucking up the songs that Trey's trying to sing. At one point, Trey's like, fuck it, I'ma sing a cappella. But at the same time, I'm really mad at myself because I should have been in the front because he was giving out shots of spades. And if you don't know what spades is, it's what Jay-Z just spent like $99,000 on for his homeboy's birthday. It's champagne. And it's in a fancy-ass bottle. You know, you mostly buy it for the bottle. It's kind of good, but it's like you buy it for the bottle. The bottles alone are like $500.
I honestly prefer Ace of Spades over any champagne that I've drank.
Yeah. Well,
because it just tastes so good. It's not dry. I hate Dom Perignon.
Dom is nasty.
I really hate Dom Perignon, but people buy the shit for the shits and giggles.
Of course, because they want to seem like they're a baller, but you're not even buying champagne. You're buying sparkling wine. The spades is actually the closest thing to a French champagne. It is clearly like the closest thing. But anyways,
and that's why it costs so much money.
Exactly. Plus, again, you're buying a bottle that's like metallic and different colors.
That gold bottle. Yes.
The gold bottle, the pink bottle, the silver bottle, the blue bottle. I mean, there's so many. So anyways,
bottles on bottles.
This motherfucker was getting so lit on stage. Like, you could tell he was picking out which bottle service chick on the stage he wanted to take home.
Yeah.
But then it comes out that over on All-Star Weekend, same weekend, Saturday before, the night before, he was in LA and he apparently smacked the shit out of some chick.
He slapped
a chick.
Wow.
And
why?
She's pressing charges.
What?
So then I'm like, damn, Trey, like, and this again, this is not the first time he's been accused of, like, assaulting
domestic
a woman.
Okay.
Right. And now, okay, so I'm pulling up the headlines right now. So he didn't just, like, smack her. Now there's stories of that he punched her, he choked her at an allocation at someone's home after an altercation in someone's home in L.A. over the NBA weekend. So I wonder if the reason why he was so turned on Sunday in San Diego is probably because he realized he did some fucked up shady shit the night before. But I was like, I kind of was over it. I was like, this fool's not even singing his own songs at the point. I'm like, okay, Trey, I see you, boo. You a mess.
So his mind is elsewhere when he was... Okay.
His mind was elsewhere, but he was clearly on the prowl. He was definitely on the prowl, but he was on one for sure.
Wow.
Now, another person that was on one is Jamie Foxx.
Oh, shit. Why?
Jamie Foxx. Okay, people took this really out of hand, but, like, he was quoted to say, okay, because it's Black History Month, we ain't doing no white girls. Like, no white girls... for Black History Month. And everybody knows that him and Katie Holmes are a thing. So I'm like, okay, I get where people are like, that's not cool, what the fuck? But then at the same time, you can't help but laugh. I mean, first and foremost, the dude is a comedian. And you've got to kind of laugh at it. I mean, he clearly said, no white girls till March 1st. I thought it was pretty fucking hilarious. Like, okay, Thank you, Jamie.
Katie got some black in her because she getting dated Jamie Foxx.
Right.
She definitely got some black in her.
She has, I mean, she's definitely been on a come up. I mean, she went from looking like Tom Cruise's, like, Mormon wife, no offense, but you made her look bummy. Yeah, you made her look super bummy. Now you look at her. Now you look at her, it's like, okay, this is the Katie Holmes that we fell in love with back in the Dawson Creek days. Like, you are back to your cuteness. There's a seeming, someone's laying it down. Okay, you getting piped down real good because we see how you look at him and all that. And you guys have been going on for 3 years strong.
Jamie.
Leave it on to Jamie. Go ahead. Leave it to Jamie. But like I said, I don't know. This month has just been, it's been
crazy.
Up and down. It's been crazy. And then, okay, can we talk? You know we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Black China. Can I just say, she gave me confidence because, you know, everybody knows I don't like sucking dick. Everybody knows I love eating pussy. Now, don't get me wrong. I do know how to suck a dick. Yaz can verify. I do know how to suck dick. I don't give no lazy dick. Just like I don't give no lazy pussy, lazy dick. I don't suck lazy dick, and I do not give lazy pussy. But China Boo, honey, you could have referenced all these black porn stars, and you didn't. How you gonna say that you're a self-proclaimed hoe and you can't suck no dick? That was the laziest blowjob I've ever seen.
I mean, she had Amber Rose, her partner. Like, you couldn't ask her.
Right. Right? That don't make no sense.
She's so about that hoe life. Like, what the fuck are your friends for? You can't go to your friends about shit. Like, my friends come to me all the time about anal questions.
Right.
All the time.
But you can't come up to your girls and be like, so, what am I doing wrong in the bedroom, like, sucking dick?
And if you don't like sucking dick, why you letting this nigga record you?
Right.
To embarrass yourself. So a lot of people feel like that wasn't leaked. That was just out there just to have some type of attention on her.
I mean, you know what? I can see both sides because let's face it, she is kind of fading out. Like, no one really gives a fuck.
But that's even making niggas like, you're hella fraud. Like, a lot of these IG bitches that all look alike are all false advertisement for
false
freaks.
Advertisement and most
a
likely...
lot of these girls be getting all their lips, their ass, them, but they don't even want to be giving you no pussy like that. They don't get suck no dick. Girls get their pussy reconstructed for who, though?
Right.
Who you getting your pussy pretty for if you're not giving up the pussy to nobody either?
I mean, but honestly, it was just like, it was almost like she didn't even want the dick. Like, she almost looked like she was turning
and then
her head.
The guy's commentary, like, you act like you're really fucking with a freak bitch the way you're talking to her. She ain't even doing nothing.
No.
Talking about, oh, you such a nasty girl. How is she nasty?
She didn't even spit on it.
How is she nasty? Then she don't want to catch the spit.
Right. She didn't spit. She didn't do nothing. She didn't even fondle the balls. Like,
she
laid
fumbling.
Back.
She was fumbling, girl.
Oh, my
that
God.
That shit kept coming out her mouth. Bloop,
and
bloop,
it didn't even look like
bloop.
She was hard. Like, I'm sorry. I saw that video. I'm like, this, oh wow.
They said the sex part wasn't her, but I don't know. I didn't see
no,
that.
No. The sex video that just the other sex video that came out, that's not her. It's some other, okay. It's some like B-Liz or D-Liz. I know the chick that's in that video, she did something with Pinky. I'll say that.
Okay.
But yeah, she just a lookalike. So that's not really her. But like, even that chick got more bars on her. Like,
just feel like if you're gonna be a hoe, be great at it, bitch.
And if you ain't
be the greatest fucking hoe, I don't know how she getting all this money, but
clearly
something.
By shaking her ass, that's all that she's probably good for is shaking her ass and her little itty bitty titties. But clearly, that dick video was disgusting. Then on top of that, not only did Black China have a sex tape leaked, I don't know if you watch Black Ink Crew. So one of the Black Ink Crew New York cast, two of them, the Pussy Slayer and my girl Sky, got caught on camera fucking. Now,
those
mind
two
you,
lesbian girls?
No. So Pussy Slayer is a guy. His name is Alex. His real name is Alex, but they call him the Pussy Slayer.
Okay.
But it didn't even look like he was slaying no pussy. Girl, this is how lazy these motherfuckers got. He's fucking her from behind in the bathroom, rolling up a joint. She's just on top of the wall, throwing it back. That ain't no pussy slaying. Like, I'm telling you.
That's some ghetto shit.
My sex tapes, you guys, are legit, okay? But y'all ain't never gonna see my shit. I know I give good sex. That shit was just fucking lazy.
Girl, I was looking through my old little videos too on my phone. Like, I got heat.
Yes.
Okay, I got fucking heat. And I don't be giving this heat to nobody. Like, I want to give this heat to somebody, but, you know, nobody's qualified.
Nobody's qualified. No,
like,
we can't.
The people you want are always the ones that are not available to you.
Right. Or, like we said, referring back to these little wannabe Instagram models, yeah, they might look like they might, you know, oh, I like to smash them cakes to smithereens. Then they come to your house and they show up like Black China. Lazy, don't want to do shit, just want to lay on their back and just take it. That ain't sex. That's damn, I'm not going to say that's damn near rape, but it's like fucking a comatose person.
You could go get a sex doll then.
Right. Go get a sex doll. At least
that
it
looks
won't talk.
Just like her.
Right, that looks just like her. That will move her head any way that she wants, but at least she'll suck it. The only thing that might not come out of it is some spit.
Right.
You know what? No mess, no problem on my end. That's cool. But like, oh my God. Like, that was the latest. I hope, you know what, the Avians really needs to do like what they do for in Hollywood with these fucking, with the Razzie Awards. You know, they got the Razzies right before the Oscars. So for worst performance, they need to do like an AVN Razzies. I would love
to. But these bitches are way too sensitive and poor. You can't do that.
I'm just saying,
They're so fucking sensitive. Oh my God, they really thought it was the worst thing. Oh my God, like, shut up. I'm sorry to get at people like that, but we really have whiny girls in porn.
Yeah, you do.
There's nobody with tough skin really in porn, so we couldn't do that.
Man, maybe I'll just do it. I'll do it myself. I'll reward them. I'll be like, look.
I mean, it could be a good scene, but this point out like, oh, this guy ruined it for her.
Right. Because sometimes I'll be watching a porn, and then it's like this guy comes in the picture. I'm like, ugh, can we focus back on her, please?
There's like a scene with this dude, and like a couple of people are saying my pussy was dry, right? And then, yes. Oh, and the girl, and there was a girl that came in. She's like, well, look at how ugly that nigga is. My pussy be dry, too. And I was like, yeah, that nigga's ugly as fuck.
See? Oh, but I have to say.
Everybody's going
to
be like, which video is she talking about? Just, you'll end up finding it and you'll be like, you'll get it.
You'll know.
But when she said that, I was like, yes, I wish I could pound you right now, bitch. You know what the fuck I was.
Oh my God. But I have to say, it was hilarious. Like, immediately after seeing the Black China video, I went on several of the baddies, some of the porn girls that I love, and seeing their commentary on Black China, they're like, girl, I will give you lessons. You could have watched my porn. You could have done this. Like, have you heard of Throated? Like, yeah, no. Like, honestly, her video right now should just, as I tweeted out, should be what you should not do to please your man. Like, that's a video right there, like, bad idea.
Like, even when I do like any kind of filming on my phone, I don't film right away when I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, get some momentum up first.
Right.
Then start turning the camera on. Like, you immediately turn that shit on.
It's like, oh, I'm getting some head. Let me get this.
No. Right, but if she wasn't trying to fuck with your dick like that, you wouldn't be recorded.
And
like,
again, he was kind of soft. It wasn't like he was low-key, like, dick on point, like, hard. So there was laziness
still,
on both of their ends.
I don't know. It's just,
but you can revive.
She wasn't licking at nothing.
So, of course, it was dead on arrival. Like, everybody knows you can get a dick erect by waking it the fuck up. She did not wake it up.
She wasn't trying to.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like she's never fucked with a real one.
Probably
that
not.
Taught her how to suck dick, because look at the guy she fuck with.
Tyga, Rob.
They just look like some soft, pretty ass boys. Like, they ain't like no, like, she ain't fucking with like a Jeezy or a Yo Gotti.
Or maybe,
you know,
even a Kanye. Because Kanye.
Yeah, she ain't, you know, I know Kanye laying it.
Like, he even openly said he went to rehab for sex addiction. Go ahead, Kanye. But at least we know you were
pretty,
smashing
with their pretty ass kids. They have some pretty ass kids.
Pretty ass kids. So, hopefully their attitudes don't change either.
You know, I feel like Kanye a real nigga in his own zone.
You know what? I hate to say it, but you know Beyonce and Jay-Z, they fuck. You know they get some fucking. Like, you see how she loves that man. That nigga is so ugly. I'm sorry.
But I could never have no sexual, like, thoughts of them fucking, so I can't really go there.
I'm just saying, I'm a plant.
I could think of Kanye that way, because Kanye's not ugly, I guess you could say. You know,
But you don't.
Jay-Z look like somebody's uncle, like Uncle Jay.
But I'm just saying, Uncle Jay probably be like, yeah, B, we gonna do this. Like, you know they get down. You know, she talks about it in her song, Partition. Driver, pull up that partition, please. Okay, you don't want to see Beyonce on her knees, because we know how you get down. You know Jay is like, pa-pa, pa-pa-pa, to Beyonce's cake.
Like, Teyana Taylor, I can definitely, her and her man, I know they be.
I want them both. Like, I know I'm not up to par. Like, I'd be, like, having some body issues. Like, ooh, yeah. Tiana, them abs, girl, yeah, I can't be fucking you because...
They got both got lips.
Ooh, they got lips. They got body. They got a beautiful child. Can I just watch y'all fuck? Like,
are you going to watch their show?
Oh, you... Yes! I've been fucking with Tiana since the moment I saw her on MTV on 16 and... My Super Sweet 16. And then I heard, like, she was a real artist, signed with Pharrell. Yeah, girl. Yes. Yes. Y'all should just leak out a sex tape before your show. I'm just saying. Like, we would love to see that. Because we know you get down. We know you get down.
I know she talk her shit. You know?
And she can sing.
I feel like she talk her shit like a Marie Love. If you ever watch a Marie Love.
Oh, yes.
But I could tell, like, Tiana be throwing it back, like, talking
like
her shit.
You like this? Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh,
that's
man. Good. Too much. Well, I think we've had a great show. I don't know. I think y'all are in for a lit episode. All right. Gonna wrap this up before my computer dies. But I gotta say, you can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And don't forget, if you're in the San Diego area, you can always hear me midnight to 5 a.m. on Jammin' 957. It's on the app too, but you can't really hear me. Unless this week, you can definitely hear me from 12 to 6 a.m. All right? Just putting that through the grapevine. So keep it locked. And of course, Yaz, where can they follow you at?
On Instagram, Fit and Dirty. Also on Twitter, it's Kink City.
Hey. All right, everybody. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And that's also for the addicts too. Safe sex is the best sex, okay? Best hot sex. But also, Sex Addicts Anonymous. Please look it up, all right? It's okay. You can get through this. All right, till next time, good night.
Good night, guys.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all